I think so many listeners out there and voters, understandably so, just think that the person with the most votes in this country, you know, totally is going to win. That's not how we elect the president. We elect it through the Electoral College. You need 270 votes in the Electoral College to win, and the Electoral College is basically the amount of congressional districts total in each state. When we look at the map right now, it strongly favors Hillary Clinton. If you show all of the states that are definitely going to be that likely to vote for Hillary Clinton, blue states, and you give her the lean blue states, lean Democrat states, and then you give Donald Trump the hard, you know, the definite red states on his side, and even the lean Republican states, she has a significant lead. Then you go to the toss-up states. The real three big toss-up states right now are Florida, North Carolina, New Hampshire. All three of those are on the East Coast, obviously, and have polls that close around 7 or 7:30. I believe it's going to be an early evening because if we find out that Hillary Clinton has done well or won only one of those states, then the race is over. And why is the race over? Because Donald Trump has to not only win all three of those, he then has to go peel off one of the blue states I was referencing, like a Pennsylvania, like a Michigan, like a Nevada. So even before we get to the Pennsylvania, Michigan, Nevada scenario, he's got to win Florida, North Carolina, and New Hampshire. If we find out that doesn't happen, then the race is over.
What about Ohio, Trey? Because always Ohio has kind of been, you know, one of those big states that you have to win. I see Donald Trump has made 26 appearances in Ohio, Hillary Clinton 17. Where does Ohio kind of fit into this map?
Well, Ohio's key. A Republican has never won the White House without winning Ohio. I think his polling is looking good in that, but it may not matter because, again, things are so close in Florida and North Carolina. If he does not win those two states, it is mathematically impossible essentially for him to get to the 270, because if you give again the blue states and the lean blue states to Hillary and the red states and the lean red states to Donald Trump, and then you give Donald Trump and that is giving Donald Trump Ohio, by the way, and then you give Donald Trump the three states I just referenced, Florida, North Carolina, and New Hampshire, he still is short of the 270. So in order for him to get there, he's going to have to win a Pennsylvania, a Michigan, a Nevada. Now, is that scenario I just said doable? Sure, it's doable, but it would be unprecedented and historic, and I don't think many people think is fully likely for him to get to that position.
Now, when you say you think it's going to be an early night, do you think that the vote will be decisive enough in one or more of those checkmate states, Florida, North Carolina, New Hampshire, that the vote won't be challenged?
Well, it's a very good question. I think that there is too much of a chance that I would give the odds of her winning one of those three states a better chance than Donald Trump winning all three of them, I guess. And I would find it hard to believe if all three of those would be so close that a recount would be required in each of them. That doesn't mean he might not contest the results in each of those three states. That doesn't mean there might not be problems in the vote counts in those three states. And we could very well, because of the focus on those three states, not hear about results right away, which could then lend to a longer evening. But I'm just saying if one of those states is willing to call it early enough, and it happens to be called for Hillary Clinton, then it could be a very early night, because there really is no path for Donald Trump to get there if she takes one of those.